good to be with y'all. I'll be down here. I like to feel a little closer. The lights scare me a little bit. Well, hey, it is awesome to join you guys, and I'm grateful, Ben, for the invite. Yeah, so this morning was a crazy story. I woke up at 5:45 a.m. to my wife running into the bedroom, clutching above her eye, because while feeding our daughter, our 8-month-old daughter this morning, she bent down to pick up a pacifier off the ground, and one of the drawers on the dresser was open. And about a half a centimeter lower, it would have been her eye, but it wasn't. Thanks, Ben. And so she got to go to St. Mary's and get 8 stitches in her forehead this morning, and then went to church to lead the children's ministry for both services. So she's a warrior. She's way tougher than me, and I love her dearly. So Ben, I'm grateful you were on prayer patrol this morning. You heard clearly from the Lord. Man, thanks so much to the worship team. Thanks, guys, for that awesome time of worship. Hey, my computer shut down. Of course it did. That was really encouraging. Ben, you didn't tell me. I mean, y'all were having some church this morning. You said I was going to come speak at church, but you didn't tell me you were planning to have church like that. That's awesome. So, all right, let's get started. We got a lot to get through this morning. And, if you got somewhere to go, if I go too long, you can just walk out. I'm just kidding. All right, so if you got your Bible, open it up to the book of Colossians. And of course, now everything disappeared. Thanks, computer. Yeah, there it is. All right, so I want to ask you this morning, have you ever had a dream about your life? I want to talk to you about my daughter, Riley, my oldest daughter. She's a dreamer. And if you ask her on any given day what she dreams of being when she grows up, you might get an answer like this. She's going to be a fashion designer, a mom, a NASA engineer, and, thanks, Petrea, a ballerina. So she's going to do all those things. My daughter has some big dreams, and I love that about hanging out with kids is they haven't lost their dreams yet. Amen? They know how to dream, but yet as we get older, what happens? A lot of times, we find it's a little bit more difficult to dream, right? We settle maybe for some more realistic expectations. Isn't that kind of the code we use? We settle for some more realistic expectations in our lives, and then we end up many times asking, isn't there more than this? You ever ask that question? For many of us, at some point in our lives, our big dreams about the future were replaced by smaller expectations, and the effects have spread to our faith. In my mind, I think this is a word that we as a church need to hear today because we serve a God of big dreams. And I think that if we would allow ourselves today to let God expand our thinking, that he will do a work that desperately needs to be done in the church. And I would say that today, if the church is going to thrive, not just survive, going to thrive in a culture that is ever-changing, ever-shifting, that what we're going to talk about today is a shift in our thinking that needs to click into place for us. We need to let God change our thinking. Romans 12 says this. It says, don't conform to the patterns of the world. Right? The world says, settle for more realistic expectations. Lower the bar. Maybe you shouldn't think like that. But don't conform to the patterns of this world. Instead, be transformed by letting God change the way that you think. Today, my prayer would be, God, change the way that we think. Before we go into God's word, let's pray. Lord, I just pray simply, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, in this place. Let not a word be spoken that's not straight from your heart. And God, today, together, would you do a new work in us to help us think differently about you? And Lord, just as importantly, to think differently about us and what you might do in us as a church, as your church, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus, if we would seek your heart, seek the big dreams that you have for your people in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say this to you today. We serve a God of big dreams. And God wants us to know his heart, to know the big way in which our own lives connect to the grand story that he is writing. Do not underestimate today the power of dreams and visions to completely change your life. Think about this scripture in Joel chapter 2. All right, Ben, I love that you shared today about people being reconciled to their parents, right? Because there's another scripture that says when Jesus comes, he's going to reconcile children to their parents. There's another thing that's spoken in the book of Joel chapter 2 where scripture tells us, after this, I will pour out my spirit